insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما تعبدون.
When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship?
قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين.
They said, we worship idols and remain to them devoted.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we reached the 70th verse of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And the 71st verse, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. After the wonderful story of Prophet Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلِيهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and what happened to him, and specifically what happened to the people of Pharaoh, the Holy Quran starts the story of Prophet Abraham to soothe and console his prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, more. It is implied that even the close relatives of this prophet were not believing in the Lord of the worlds. They were idolaters and pagans. And Prophet Abraham started his invitation to monotheism from his close relatives and kinship. The verse says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship? Surely, Prophet Abraham knew the answer to this question. But maybe he wanted to kind of humiliate them by asking, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. But in answer to this question, they immediately said that they used to worship idols every day and that they respected them while taking care of them. The verse says, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we worship idols and we are ever devoted unto them. This kind of answer that they gave Prophet Abraham shows that not only did they not feel any shame for their action, but also they were really proud of their deed. Because after saying this sentence, نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا, we worship idols, which was sufficient for the answer of the question that the Prophet Abraham posed, they added فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ, and we are ever devoted unto them. This means we are sure and we are firm in our decision. The Arabic phrase نَظَلُّ is applied for the things which are usually done during the day. And now that it has been used in the simple present form, it shows the continuity and permanence of the action. نَظَلُّ لَهَا كِفِينَ means we are completely and we will be devoted unto them. Also, the Quranic word akif means the one who pays attention to something and takes care of it respectfully and with responsibility. This is also a further emphasis on the former meaning نَظَلُّ, which means we will take care of our idols and we are really firm in our decision. Also, the Arabic word asnam is the plural form of sanam, which you may already know. And it is a kind of statue which is made of gold or silver or wood or other things. And this is what we refer to as idol, and the polytheists used to worship it, and they considered it a symbol for their sacred things.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
we
approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, there are some points, however, regarding these two verses. The first point is that the Prophet Abraham used the form of a question for the start of the conversation, and he tried to awaken their souls with this question. Questioning the people and their deeds is one of the effective ways in invitation and in waking them up from the sleep of ignorance. And another interesting thing regarding the verse is that the Holy Quran just cares about what is important of the story of the Holy Prophets. In this part, the Holy Quran does not mention the name of the ones or the number of the people who were there or the name of the place and exact time of that event. No, the Holy Quran just tells us the main point, and the focal point of the story is that the Holy Prophet Abraham used to invite his close people and close relatives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.